run down right in front of Coach Klein by Claire Nelson. And she's got it on the top of the circle now. Right side, Shaw to Vollert, back to Shaw. Girls got the starting five back on the court right now with 11 and a half to go. Swing it left side, dump it inside to Claire Nelson. Bounce it on the baseline. Addie dribbles it out and says, let's reload that. That just didn't work quite the way we wanted it to. Jay Glinski lobs it in the corner to Shaw. Sarah with 3 pounds of the pavement and then goes back over to Jay Glinski. Inside Schooley, over to Addie. Put it up and in as she cut baseline. Vollert now with 4 in the second half. She has 16. And we're under 11 minutes to go, and it's 56-19 Assumption. Full court pressure being put on by Vollert. Newby dribbles it into the front court. Got close to a 5-second call, and then the ball went out of bounds. The outside official didn't see it. Baseline official didn't see it either because they were both kind of straight up and down. The outside official didn't see it, so it's going to have to be a jump ball. And possession will come to the Royals. Turnover number 25 now on the Eagles. 10 minutes and 46 seconds still remaining. 56-19 Assumption. They have the basketball. Vollert, Shaw, rotate the arc, lob it to Schooley, left side Shaw, down underneath Nelson, back out to Sarah, feign the three, and they play catch around the outside. Now Sarah has it poked away from her, turnover number 7 on Assumption. Phillips in the backcourt, goes over to Newby. She'll cross over the dribble against Shaw, goes to the basket, put it up, no, but I think they're going to call Sarah for the foul. That'd be her third, and it'll be the 2 shots coming up for Coach's daughter. She is 1 for 3 from the free throw line. She has 3 points thus far. And her free throw is in the air, and that one is good. 4 points now for Aliyah. 56-20. Still 10-12 to go in the game. Sabalas back into the contest, replacing Emily Petrick. Newby, no bounces at all. Just a knee bend, a shot on the way, and it rattles out. And we're going to get a foul on the rebound, and I think that's going to go on Phillips of the Eagles. Yep. Her first. Team's fourth. Still 10 minutes remaining here from Assumption High School regional final. This would be like their 5th straight regional championship, something crazy like that. Claire Nelson bounces it on top to Shaw. Schooley in the baseline. Clark runs out at her. Nice catch by Vollert. Back inside to Schooley, double teamed. Goes back out to Vollert. Reverse the court into the corner. Get it down low to Claire. A little give and go to Sarah Shaw. She's got it. Boy, they ran that to perfection. They just worked the arc, got it on the baseline. A little give and go to Sarah down the middle. Now she pokes it away. Ball's loose on the floor. She undercuts Durdenbach. No call, and the ball will be that of the Eagles. That was probably should have been a clipping call. Durnbach looks really mad. She's just going to take it all the way to the basket, put her head down and go, and she missed the layup. She's on the floor. She's frustrated. Rebound goes to Vollert. Up ahead to Jay Glinski. Get it over to Schooley. She got the basket and the foul. And it looks like the 5 young'uns are coming back in the ball game. So should be at least 6 substitutes here. Brianna Aoi into the ball game. Elena Aoi into the contest. Emily Morozek. Kylie Carroll. And the free throw for Schooley doesn't go. And so Anna gets a stay. 9 minutes to go. 60-20 Royals. Ball out on the right-hand side, Durnbach. She again will try to go inside hard, but she gets cut off this time. They'll kick it out to coach's daughter, Newby. It won't go on the runner, and the rebound for the Royals. The far end is Brianna Owie. Go up ahead, try to go back to Schooley. She gets tackled, goes down hard. And the Eagles help her up. Again, Sabalas battling there with Madeline Potts. And I'm sure they want to get Anna out of there as soon as they can here. Before she gets knocked down again. So she should be done for the night with 8:33 to go. Ari Cavanaugh able to come into the ball game. She's going to inbound it right beneath me. Looking, goes in the corner. Three ball on the way. That's long. And the rebound is secured as the foul's going to be whistled against Morozik. It'll be her second personal. We'll go walking to the other end to shoot a 1-1. And after this one, it'll be two shots the rest of the way. For the final 8 minutes and 5 seconds, which is now a running clock because the Royals are up by 40. So Dernbach gets the 1-1. Free throw in the air and rattles out. Rebound secured by the Eagles. Three goes in and out. And Assumption with the board. Lena, we look out from behind. She has it poked away and stolen away. Turnover number 8 on Assumption. Dernbach goes against Ari Cavanaugh. Ari moving the feet. Turning the corner, put up the shot. Nice off the glass by Dernbach. She now has 12. She averages a little over 21 points per ball game. So the Royals starting five did a nice job on her tonight. Carroll with the basketball on the left wing. Uses up her dribble. Goes to Morozik in the corner. Emily. Back around to Carroll. They try to bounce it inside. Ball comes free momentarily and then can't save it. That time was Cavanaugh. She threw it off the official. Ari, so nice, she says sorry to the official. And looks like the Eagles are going to wave the white flag, and they're going to bring in a whole bunch of substitutes as well. Let's see if we can get some of those names. Petrick, who's been in the game already, is back in, as is Kirsten Clark. Also in the context, Lexi Carlton. Aubrey Phillips on the court. They run a little weave on the top. I'm just trying to get through this final 6 minutes. Royals still playing man-to-man. Petrick with the dribble against Kylie Carroll. Match up well height-wise. Down the lane, dump it underneath, put it up, hit the bottom of the backboard, and they're going to call a foul on the Royals. But the clock will continue to run under 6 minutes now. And this foul will be whistled against Owie. Elena, her first personal. And the free throw does not fall for Phillips. Aubrey is now 1-for-3 from the free throw line, but it's a super bonus, so she'll get the second one anyway. And this one is good. So Aubrey now with 2 points. 60-23. Assumption on top, 5 1/4 to go. Unless somebody calls a timeout or somebody would happen to get injured, we'll just continue to have the clock roll here for the next 5 minutes, and then we'll be able to add up some numbers and talk about a regional championship. Three ball on the way. Oh, it didn't fall that time. It's good look that time for Brianna Owie. She's putting some pressure in the backcourt. Now they're going to call her with a push, and that's going to send Kirsten Clark to the free throw line, so she'll get a chance to get her name in the book. Two free throws are in the super bonus now. Clark's first free throw is in the air and good. So she gets her name in the scoring column. Try to get 25 points here with the second free throw. Yes! Kirsten Clark with 2 free throws and 2 points for her for the Eagles. 60-25 Assumption, the number one team in the state. Proving their worth here tonight. Saw Lena got upset last night by 6 points. They were at one point like the third ranked team in the state. Royals turn it over here. So Well, that was kind of a shocker. The number two seed with Albany Monticello, a school that Michael and I were talking about a couple of weeks ago we never heard of, they got knocked out in their first game of the tournament. So, I don't know. Computers always get it right. Maybe not, huh? Into the front court, Petrick to Clark. Back to Petrick. Ball's loose on the floor. Petrick regathers. 3:30 and counting. Big lob underneath. And a shot from behind. Might have been a little bump. No call. Rebound comes loose. Dump it inside. Left-hand hook shot. No. Rebound battle for. And a couple of Royals knock it away from each other. I think some of those might have been called fouls earlier, but now we're just trying to get through the final 3 minutes with a 60-25 score. And I think everybody in the gym would appreciate if they wouldn't call any more fouls, but they did. Fortunately, the clock keeps running. And it's going to be whistled against Elena Awi, freshman in third second. And Phillips with two free throws. First one on the way and good. So Aubrey now has three free throws. And more substitutes coming into the ball game. Lacey Bradley, Lexi Carlton, and Lainey Carlton for the Eagles. Phillips' second free throw. That one's no good. And on the rebound, be a fouled whistle on the Eagles. That one will go against Lacey Bradley. Also coming into the ball game will be Sophia Chapa. She replaces Phillips to the free throw line for the Royals. Goes Emily Morozik. So she's got a chance to score. The left-hander puts it up, and the front end of the bonus. She splashes it in. Attaway, Emily. Clock continues to roll. We're under 2 minutes now. Second free throw on the way. And no, I thought it was in, but a rebound is pulled down that time by Elena Awi. So the Royals will reload the offense. Kavanaugh to Awi on the baseline. Skip pass over the top. Carroll inside to Kavanaugh. Work it inside and outside. Awi with the dribble. Takes it well beyond the arc. Over to Carroll. Kylie keeps it in her hip. Over to Morozik. Back over to Kylie. In the corner, that's Elena Awi. Pass almost stolen away, but saved by Carroll. And then she said when she had control of it, she went over into the back court. So let's say it's a turnover on assumption. With 65 seconds remaining, and the clock continued to roll. 61-26. Coach Jay Glinski hopes he's going to get over here as well. Talk with us after the game, maybe a girl or two as well. See how that all plays out. So hanging in there, Seth. There's a steal by Morozik. She's going to go up. Oh, she got hit hard. Foul is going to whistle against Sophia Chapa. And the free throw is up and coming for Emily Morozik, who is 1-for-2 from the free throw line, but she's going to get a couple right here, and we might run out of game by the time she shoots these two. Yep. Down to 25 seconds, and she's about to shoot her first. It's in the air, and banked it in. Ha-ha, we'll take it. 62-26. Down to 15 seconds. Second free throw. That one's just a little long. Rebound secured by the Eagles. Coach yelling, don't foul, don't foul, don't foul. Please don't foul. Ball comes free. It's loose on the floor. It's picked up by Brianna Awi. She's going to take it in. She's going to get fouled, but they won't call the foul because the gun's going to sound and we want to get out of here. Well, the numbers are turned around, but it's a victory for the Assumption Royals as they have 62 compared to the Eagles 26. So I'm going to add up some numbers. We hope that we get a chance to talk to a few of the folks from Assumption as they win the regional championship here in Division 5, Sectional 2. We'll be back in, give me a couple of minutes here, Seth, so that I can catch up a little bit. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam! You lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
A great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants or by watching a son, daughter, brother, or sister compete in high school sports. You can make significant income while giving back to the games that mean so much to young participants by becoming a WIAA licensed official. It gives you the opportunity to get involved, stay in shape, assist in providing the many lifelong lessons proven to be inherent in school-based sports. Signing up is easy. Simply go online at WIAAWI.org and access the Officials tab to get started today. A message from WIRI and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Back here, Assumption High School, where there is another regional championship plaque to go into the trophy case as the Assumption Royals victorious tonight over the Eagles of Almond Bancroft by the final of 62-26. Royals jumped out to a convincing first half lead, 40-17, and cruised in half number two, outscoring Almond Bancroft 22-9 to secure the 62-26 victory. See if we can get through some numbers real quick before we get a chance to chat with some of the folks from Assumption here. We'll start off with Chad Newby's Almond Bancroft Eagles, whose fine season comes to a close with a record of 20-7. They were led in scoring by their leading scorer, Maya Dernbach, who finishes tonight with 12 points, about 10 points under her average. After that, it was 4 for Alaya Newby, 3 points apiece for Aubrey Phillips and Raya Sabalas, 2 for Madeline Potts, as well as Kirsten Clark. 10 for 19 from the charity stripe for the Eagles, turning it over unofficially. They turned it over today 25 times. For the Assumption Royals, they were led in scoring by Addie Vollert, who finishes up with 16 points tonight, 15 for Jordan Jaglinski, and 12 for Sarah Shaw. So three players in double digits once again for the Royals. One player that was just a tick out of double figures was Anna Schooley, as she finished up with 9 points. And then after that, Lady Sanz de Rosas had 6 and 2 apiece for Ari Cavanaugh and Emily Morozik. Assumption Royals from the charity stripe finished 7 for 14 for 50%, and they turned it over 11 times. And once again, the Royals will head over to Opeka on Thursday night, as they will face either the second seed Pacelli Cardinals, who are also ranked 6th in state. Back on Thursday, they beat Three Lakes Phelps 67-40, Of course, they're also from the Central Wisconsin South Conference. And they had an 11-1 record in conference this year, winning that conference. The overall record is 21-5. Or they'll take on the Pittsfield Panthers, who are at Pacelli tonight. Pittsfield, the number 3 seed, as they are number 8 in state. On Thursday, they were able to defeat Columbus Catholic by the final of 59-41. They, too, play in the Central Wisconsin Conference, and they ended up with a record of 9-3 in that conference, 21-5, just like Pacelli overall. And right now, Coach Jay Glinski making his way over here, and hopefully we get a chance to have a chat with him. And also coming on top is his daughter. And I think we're going to, who are we going to start with? Do we want to start with Jordan? Hi, Jordan.
Hi.
Nice to see you. Congratulations. It's always fun to get a regional championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the game plan going in tonight.
We knew that 11-14, we're going to be the best players. I mean, 4, excuse me. We're going to be the best players, so I think we defended well against them. And they had a great team, so we knew it was going to be a fight.
Yeah, number 4, Dernbach, she was their leading scorer. I'm sure you're probably not aware of this. She averaged a little over 21 points per ball game. You guys held her to 12 tonight, so you did a great job defensively. Was that kind of the game plan, put a lot of pressure on them?
I think so. I mean, we always get a score report each game, so I think that's nice to know our opponent, know their weaknesses and strengths, and I think that really helps us.
You also have a nice strong bench, so when you do get in a little bit of foul trouble, I think that doesn't really concern you. I watch your team out there, and you still continue to put the pressure on. What is it from a player's point of view out there when you get a little bit of foul trouble?
I think you definitely have to be aware of it, but I think you just got to be smart and know when you can be aggressive, but also when you just got to step back and not get that fourth foul.
One of the things the athletic director, Mr. Burkhauser, was up here, and we were chatting a little bit during the ball game, and he was made mention of the fact of how unselfish your team is. How does that develop?
I think most of the girls, I mean, I've been playing with them since sixth grade, and then I think they played since, like, they were just started playing basketball. So I think just being able to play throughout the years has really gotten our chemistry, and, like, by this point we know, like, where we're going, so I think that really helps as well.
And one of the other things that we know is that you're a prolific three-point shooter, and you're shooting near 50% this year. Is that something that you work on, of course, obviously in practice, but on your own as well?
Yeah, I usually try to get almost every day at least 50 in, but I think especially in this playoffs, to be able to shoot it well is going to help us.
Any kind of frustration at all? Because teams, of course, know that you're the three-point shooter, and they jump out on you all the time, right?
Yeah.
How's the frustration level on that?
A little bit, but my teammates help me a lot, and they get me open whenever, so I have open shots. So, I mean, even though they're guarding me and stuff, my teammates do such a good job of getting me open that I can tell sometimes, but sometimes I just can't. So.
Can you feel it, though? Like, are you kind of surprised when you think that one's going in and it rattles out on you?
Yeah.
That's got to be fun. Well, congratulations on the victories. Thanks for stopping by, and we're looking forward to see you down the tournament trail.
Thank you.
That's Jordan J. Glinski of the Assumption Royals as she now passes the headsets off to her father, who's going to join us as well, and proud father down there below us. And, Coach, congratulations on the W.
I appreciate it. First of all, appreciate you guys coming out tonight. Nice to see the gym packed, winning a regional final, especially at home. Never gets old.
How many in a row is that?
We were talking about it on the bench. This group of seniors has won 4 straight, and we came off of the silver ball the year he came. So it's at least 5. It might be 6.
I thought I heard 5, too.
I think it's at least 5 in terms of where it goes. It's one of those deals which is, it's you know, when I walked in the gym tonight, I got here early. I wanted to get downstairs. I wanted to write on the board. Ironically, I got out of the car, and it was an Eagles song on the radio, and it was the line hit me, which is, we may lose, we may win, but we'll never be here again. And it was one of those deals which is, you know, having an opportunity to really coach and work with those girls since Jordan's been in sixth grade, they've been in seventh grade. Tonight's a pretty emotional, pretty special night. It's one of those deals where just could not be prouder of that particular group. Certainly, as a coach, it's nice to have Jordan on it. From a dad's standpoint, it's kind of a dream come through that way. But, yeah, just a really talented group of players. That Allman team is a solid team. That they've got a group of juniors that's a really solid group across the way. They got great length. But that ball pressure was really the difference in the ball game tonight. And, you know, that's the calling card of this senior group.
memory serves me right, that song is Take It Easy by the Eagles. And about 11 and a half minutes to go, you put in the subs and we're going to take it a little bit easy. And all of a sudden, it was just bang, 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 follow, follow, follow. And it's like, yeah, all of a sudden, we don't feel quite as comfortable. Let's just make sure, right?
You know, I think I've said since we had a run. I think I mentioned this last time. We had a run where we went to Marathon, got a win. We went to Auburndale, got a win. We went to Neillsville, got a win. We went to Aquinas, got a win. Beat Rylander at home. And I kind of said to the coaches, I said, everybody needs to take a step back and appreciate what you're watching. It's, you know, again, we're going to be talented next year, but it's never going to look like this. And I think tonight, that's a good reminder for the fans. So you put that particular group in. You know, again, they still have their starters. You're coming off the bench in terms of where it goes. But, you know, that little bit of a stretch there is kind of a good reminder of, hey, what you're watching in terms of where it goes. And again, honestly, I kind of the goal of that was is we were hopeful to see. I mean, regional final, it's a lot of emotion in the gym in terms of where it goes. I think the goal was to see if we could get to a running clock when we take a look at it. You picked up those fouls. You know, let's get it to 40. Let's get out of here in terms of where it goes. Just so important, you know, with the bigger goals ahead, get out of here, stay healthy, keep it rolling. And honestly, the gym was here tonight to see those four seniors. It's one of those deals where let them play as long as they possibly can.
Yeah, they're never going to be playing here again, and that's kind of the finality of it all, and I think we talked a little bit about it last time. That's the hard part of high school basketball, that you work like with these young ladies for 4 years, and then the next thing you know, just like that, right? Just like that, it's over. And don't you hear that all the time? I've been saying that for years with the seniors, right? Appreciate every moment, because one minute you're a freshman, and the next minute you're saying goodbye.
Amen. In terms of where it goes, I was thinking about that a little bit. As I said, it was a touch emotional. I was thinking about that at this time next year, you know, with Jordan then playing her last game here, and then the opportunity to go ahead and you know, at least I'll get a chance to watch her play, providing that I'm willing to drive to South Dakota to take a look at where it goes. But, what a special group. Like I said, one of my favorite lines that I had back at Newman Catholic that I brought here is that, you know, when you win a playoff game, you get to tell the ladies, hey, we got good news. We don't have to practice on Monday. We get to practice on Monday, and that's a blessing. You know, three additional days with those young ladies, an opportunity to play in a sectional semi. Again, for those that follow Royals basketball, the one seed on the other side got knocked out. The two seed on the other side that got knocked out. Oneida Nation and Sevastopol are two very high-quality teams. Obviously, you know, Green Bay New Lutheran is a team that you've seen across the way. But Eva Brooks from Lena was going to be – she's a Division II, 6'1" prospect where she was going to be a problem. So it's a nice blessing to have that opportunity. So two wins away from the ultimate goal, and then we'll see what happens.
You know – I was looking through the brackets this morning. I think I just did a double take when I saw Lena got beat. Well, I thought, you never know what happens. People can get sick or someone gets hurt. I don't know what happened, but I was just shocked.
Lena, Gillett, so that's the one and the two seed in terms of where it goes. So it's a pretty significant shakeup on the other side. Again, as you talk about it, it's the beauty of high school basketball. That being stated, you know, we've got a heck of a ball game on Thursday.
Do we know who won that game between Pittsville and Pacelli?
I don't have a final. The last time I saw it was a rather low-scoring game, and Pacelli had a lead late.
Okay.
We've got a nice rematch coming up there, and if we're blessed enough to go ahead and take care of that game on Thursday, whoever we get on that Saturday is a quality opponent, trying to get past that stage. So, you know, obviously we've been in sectionals the last couple of years. We made a sectional final last year. You know, if you go back to the Bulls and the Pistons and the NBA, it seems like there's a learning process. And in some regards, maybe just we're blessed. With the item in mind of to say this, if we win last year, we sit in the Division IV sectional. And because you get bumped up because of the point
sure.
system, the WIA, irregardless whether you bring home a ball or not. So this year, the opportunity for the girls to be seniors, to be another year more mature, to be sitting as the one seed in the state, you know, if you believe things happen for a reason, things happen for a reason.
You know, you mentioned Green Bay New Lutheran. It takes me back a few years. The boys had some heck of a contest because because they were in a conference where they played a lot of Division III schools over there in the Valley, right? And they would always give the boys a heck of a game. And we had some real battles up in Antigo that were like two-point ball games. And fortunately for the Royals, they were always able to get through them.
Officiating, one of my first sectional finals that I ever had was Assumption and Green Bay New Lutheran, and I believe that was at Pulaski. Joe likes to remind me that I didn't do a very good job, but, you know, again, that's kind of the case. And, again, I think one more shout-out just to Joe. We were talking about it yesterday, you know, when Jordan and I and Sarah had an opportunity to make a move and decided to come to Rapids. Part of the reason we came to Rapids was to be part of the Assumption family, to be part of the Assumption program. I think an opportunity to have five straight regional championships, five straight conference championships, to have this group of girls be considered to be one of those Assumption elite squads based on what Joe and his staff was able to accomplish is pretty special. And talk about just proud of Ryan. You know, 19 years from assistant to head coach to what have you, I think his maturity and development is something you can really see shine through, not only for him, but also for the girls and the team. And I just want to state how proud I am of Ryan. Just in my time getting a chance to know him, I think he's turned out to be one of the best coaches around.
My son is the same age as he is, and they played against each other, and I coached against him in sixth grade. One of my favorite memories was when he just patted my little son on the head and threw him off to the side and took the entry pass. And now here he is going for another regional championship, moving on to the sectional. So, yeah, just had a long affair with their family, and same with Coach Burkhauser. So just a fun group to be around, the whole Assumption family, right?
To be perfectly clear, he may have been able to be a better dunker, but I'm the much better shooter, just so you're aware. Like that, there's no question about it. If you ever watch us play Pagan pregame, I still have him that way. So.
Hey, before we let you go, can you rattle off a few numbers what Jordan's doing from three-point land this year? She probably, if they don't get to the state championship, she'll be in the three-point shootout, right?
Yeah, so.
But we don't want her in it.
Yeah, correct. So, so again, Jordan's blessed to have led Division V in 3-point shooting percentage. She shot over 47% on the year, 47 and some change. She made, I think it's 67, don't quote me or send me hate mail, in terms of 67, 69, whatever it is. That's top 10 in the state in terms of made threes. She's got the second highest percentage of any division across the way, only behind Amy Therrien, who is committed to Michigan State, you know, in terms of where it goes. So if we happen to get beat, she's been invited to shoot in the three-point shootout, so that would be Saturday morning at 9:30.
At the Rush Center.
At the Rush Center in terms of where it goes on Championship Saturday. But as I told her, I said, if your team qualifies for state, which is what the plan is, she will not have an opportunity to shoot in that, and that is 100% the goal.
That's okay, right?
We like gold balls versus individual achievements around here. But, you know, for her career, she's a 46% three-point shooter. She's one of the things that I'm most proud of with her, she is the Assumption boys or girl all-time leading three-point shooter in terms of percentage, made threes in a game, total number of made threes for a career, and total number of made threes for a season. So, you know, one day when she goes out of here, you know, somebody will have an opportunity to go ahead and break that record down the road, I'm sure. But, again, with my respect for Coach Burkhauser and this particular program, to have that type of a stat is something I'm pretty proud on. And honestly, it's why she's been invited to go out and play at Augustana. It's one of those deals. Coach Vogel, who I'm not sure is listening or not, but Coach Vogel would be is very excited about her. And I'm not quite ready to send her out there, but I'm excited to watch her for four more years when she goes.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing is nothing quite like being a proud dad, is there?
You know, she puts in so much time. I mean, we have a saying in our house, which is in order to make the fans scream when the gym's full, you need to put in the work when the gym's empty.
Right.
And every day we're blessed to have a key to the gym. And every day, whether it's on the gun where we put up 500 threes and we talk about rhythm, or when we come in and we're working on skills, she's shooting every day. It's one of those deals where I related to a golf driver. You know, one hitch kind of changes everything in terms of where it goes. But yeah, I'm so proud of her just from a hard work standpoint. She's a testament that she's not the biggest kid, she's not the strongest kid, but the effort definitely pays off. And again, she's blessed to have teammates. Of all of her teammates, and all the seniors are absolutely outstanding. I cannot say enough about Addie Vollert and the number of times that she has just learned to find Jordan and got her open. Like, Addie Vollert is, we will miss her like the desert misses the rain next year. She is unbelievable for us.
Some of those cuts that you were hitting backdoor or else, you know, sliding through the lane against that zone, that was very impressive tonight, wasn't it?
It
just reminded me of what you just said.
We're fun. It's one of the things I think it always makes Ryan a little bit frustrating. He loves to hold teams to a low number, and as a result, he wants to play more of a controlled tempo. I like to remind him if we win 70-45, it's still a 25-point win. So yeah. it's one of those deals. But it's a fun brand of basketball to watch, and if we can play defense like that and go ahead and score it, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, well, let's see if we can't do that Thursday night as well and just continue this tournament trail.
Yeah, appreciate you. God bless. Again, I appreciate you guys coming out. We'll see you on Thursday night.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Yep, that's assistant coach Jake Linsky for the Assumption Royals. We're victorious tonight over the Almond Bancroft Eagles by the final of 62-26. And it looks like they might be taking on, according to coach, the Pacelli Cardinals on Thursday in Wapakin. We'll have it for you. Airtime probably, about 10 minutes to 7 on Thursday from Wapaka. So, great big thank you to Coach for stopping by, as well as pregame, as Coach Klein stopped by. Very thankful to that. Also to Coach's daughter, Jordan Jaglinski. Nice to talk to her as well. Great job back at the station, Seth, as he engineered our broadcast for us. And we leave the Assumption Gymnasium for another year with a regional championship under our belts. So, for the whole cast here tonight, this is Randy Paul saying so long, everybody, as you've been listening to Victorious Regional Championship Basketball here on FM 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Kinexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and colder tonight, lows 5 to 10, and mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs into the mid-30s. But we warm up on Monday with increasing clouds to the mid-40s. Staying mild on Tuesday, cloudy skies and areas of rain. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Wisconsin Rapids, home for country favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
Getting fixed up when you wake up, you're pretty enough. Look out your window at the cloud of dust. That's my headlights, that's my truck. So come on, baby, don't you keep me waiting. I gotta go, I got a reservation. Tailgate for two underneath the stars. Kiss on your lips when you're in my arms. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl, every now and then you get a night. Take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Girl, I bet you thought I lost my mind. Out of the blue, pulling into your drive. Wonder why I got your way out here. Have you ever seen a sky this clear? Oh, 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 oh. Girl, you never look better than you do right now. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, heaven, let your light shine down. Come on, baby, let me take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick-tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running
in his Sunday best. He's usually up to his chest in oil and grease. There's the Martins walking in with that mean little freckle-faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off-key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. I sing along as the choir sways every verse of Amazing Grace. And then we shake the preacher's hand, go home into your blue jeans, have some chicken and some baked beans, pick a backyard football team, not do much of anything. That's what I love about Sunday. I stroll to the end of the drive, pick up the Sunday Times, grab a coffee cup. Looks like Sally and Rob finally tied the knot. Well, it's about time. There's 35 cents off a ground round. Baby, cut that coupon out. It's what I love about Sunday. Catnapping on the porch swing. You curled up next to me. The smell of jasmine wakes us up. Take a walk down a back road, tackle box and a cane pole, carve our names in that white oak, steal our kiss as the sun fades. That's what I love about Sunday. Oh yeah. New believers getting baptized, mama's hands raised up high, having a hallelujah good time, a smile on everybody's face. That's what I love about Sunday. Oh yeah. That's what I love about Sunday.
Someone 3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. Waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But on the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder.
Taken, baby, I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray about you some days, and the way I would lay waste day after day with you. We always go our separate ways, but no one can love you, baby, the way I do. Keep me in mind. Tough, find shelter in me. If there's no one else to love, keep me in mind.
a fool to let you go with someone else. Whatever you want from me, I'll be your man and give it all up just to have you for myself. Keep me in mind, somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind, and I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough, won't you hold on to me? When there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
I'll be your man.
Keep me in mind.
I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
Come on, little mama.
Got my whole life ahead. Hell, I'm just a kid myself. How am I gonna raise one? All he could see were his dreams going up in smoke. So much for ditching this town, hanging out on the coast. Oh, well, those plans are long gone. And he said, there goes my life. There goes my future. My everything might as well kiss it all. There goes my life. A couple years of up all night and a few thousand diapers later, that mistake he thought he made covers up the refrigerator. Oh yeah, he loves that little girl. Mama's waiting to tuck her in as she fumbles up those stairs. She smiles back at him, dragging that teddy bear sleeve tight. Blue eyes and bouncing curls. He smiles. There goes my life. There goes. My everything, I love you, Daddy, good night. There goes my life. She had that Honda loaded down with Abercrombie clothes and 15 pairs of shoes and his American Express. He checked the oil, slammed the hood, said you're good to go. She hugged them both and headed off to the West Coast. And he cried, there goes my life. There
treasure, my everything. I love you, baby, goodbye. There goes my life. There goes my life.
105.5 FM. Tell your smart speaker to play WIRI.
I've already moved on. I don't care what his name is. Girl, it is what it is. I won't waste a dime or the bartender's time trying to catch a buzz over the thought of us. But I'll drink to a country song, to another long work week. I'm out to drown your memory. Baby, you ain't worth the whiskey. It don't matter what your friends say, they never liked me anyway. So if they see me drunk in this bar, it ain't over a broken heart. 'Cause I'm drinking to a country song.